The L.A. City Council gave the go-ahead to a new bridge this week spanning the L.A. River. That span would connect a couple of neighborhoods, Frogtown, otherwise known as Elysian Valley, and Cypress Park. And it would be for pedestrian and cyclists only. No cars allowed on that bridge. Well, design-wise, the build is eye-catching, but the price tag might just take your breath away. The bridge is one of three now being planned to span the river in the area. And here with more is Frances Anderton, who hosts DNA Design and Architecture. She's here with DNA and ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So tell us about this particular bridge that we're talking about here.
Well, if you look at renderings, it really does pop out and you think, ooh, that looks exciting. Just imagine walking through what is like a kind of oversized box truss painted a very vivid orange that the renderings make look spectacular at night. This is steel, it's concrete, it's a primarily pedestrian bridge, also for cyclists, in one of the so-called soft bottom stretches of the LA River. So you stand in the middle and you look over at vegetation and
soft bottom
birds.
Is and it's not a concrete channel.
It's one of the less brutal parts of our river.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's far more pastoral. And also the bridge is designed in a rather intriguing way to have at its center a kind of symbolic meeting point. Let's just hear from the architect Zoltan Pali and then I'll tell you a bit more about that.
We are connecting two neighborhoods, but these are two neighborhoods that, you know, at times had conflict, you know, sort of a place where you might get into a little tussle, but hopefully not. The idea is that you come to the middle of the bridge and there's two viewing platforms and there's a place hopefully to meet and have a nice quiet moment.
Bringing people together.
Well, I'm bringing people together because this area actually does have a history of some struggles between rival gangs who were on the east and the west side. And unofficially, the architect has named the bridge Rumblefish. Officially, the bridge is very excitingly called the Taylor Yard Bikeway and Pedestrian Bridge.
But the thing is, the rub is the fact that this bridge, well, it was supposed to cost one amount of money, but now is costing much more.
Yes, the one amount of money was, it was cost estimated a few years ago to be about $11 million, and it is now sprung up to around $21 million. And of course, eyebrows raise when they see those numbers. And I did also talk to the architect about that. And he said what I have heard about numerous projects around town, which is there is competition globally right now for steel, for concrete or for the materials that make concrete, and then for labor. We're having a construction boom, and that is sending construction prices escalating.
So, of course, the demand is higher than the supply. A lot of people are working, and they're unable to even do this, so it's going to cost more to find these other workers.
High demand. But I think there's also high demand within our region to build some of these projects.
Well, let's talk some of these projects, because these are bridges that will span the LA River, and I mentioned there are others as well, part of a much bigger effort to revitalize the river itself. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. And as you know, Steve, there's been several decades of advocacy to push for the river to be less of a brutal rash of concrete, which it has been ever since it was turned into a concrete flood channel. And yes, now we're starting to see the fruits of those efforts. We're starting to see more development flourishing near the river, new parks planned, and yes, indeed, bridges that are essentially crossing a wall. Now, these, on the face of it, are very beneficial. Of course, they also bring all sorts of questions, all sorts of concerns about gentrification, and even from some people, a little bit of what one calls anticipatory nostalgia for the brute concrete. We're actually going to talk about all this on our next episode of Bridges and Walls that airs next Tuesday.
You can hear DNA, Design and Architecture, every Tuesday at 2:30 right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.